A legal opinion made public earlier this month could affect the number of executions that certain states are able to carry out. The U.S. Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel released a legal opinion that says the Food and Drug Administration does not have the jurisdiction to regulate the drugs and related devices that are involved in executions. Three states in particular, Arizona, Nebraska, and Texas, could ultimately be impacted. Longtime Arizona journalist Michael Kiefer, who's covered capital punishment for a number of years, is with me to talk more about the opinion and what it could mean. So, Michael, how does this opinion from the DOJ fit into the current state of capital punishment and executions in the U.S.?
Well, we're not exactly sure who requested this memorandum, but it seems linked to a lawsuit in Texas to try to allow the drug sodium thiopental into the country from places like India and China. There hasn't been an execution in Arizona since 2014, when a man named Joe Wood was put to death, and using other drugs that didn't work well, and it took nearly 2 hours for him to die, and that set off litigation in Arizona. We are getting sort of to the end of that, and this looks like an end run around this injunction that comes out of Washington, D.C., forbidding the importation of sodium thiopental into the country.
Let's go back to that Wood situation 5 years ago, as you mentioned, because a lot of people were disturbed by how it was carried out and how it ultimately, as you said, took 2 hours. So when that came about, were there arguments on both sides? And I mean both sides from the standpoint of what could be done to make the situation, knowing that the death penalty is legal in Arizona, what were some of the steps that sort of came out of that to, and where does this go with the kind of drugs that can be used? Where does it all fit together based on what happened 5 years ago?
Well, all of this is done in secrecy, so it's not a bargaining process as to, in the beginning as to what drugs are going to use. The Department of Corrections decided it was going to use a drug called midazolam, which is similar to Valium, along with a narcotic. And it didn't work. They were warned that it might not work, that there had been other executions with this combination. And actually, there was a court hearing right in the middle of the execution, in which sort of pushed a district court judge in Phoenix over the edge. And then that set off a long series of litigation here in Arizona that ended in different sorts of assurances of transparency, where there's going to be cameras, what journalists can see. And that's been settled for more than a year, but they came to the conclusion that there were two drugs that could be used, the sodium thiopental and another drug called pentobarbital, which is not available because pharmaceutical companies don't want it used for executions. So those are the only two drugs that can be used right now under the protocol that came out of that litigation. At the same time, in 2015, three states, Texas, Arizona, and Nebraska, tried to, I'll say, smuggle it in from India. It was stopped by the DEA right at the Sky Harbor Airport. It was marked for correctional use only to try to get around the idea that this was a forbidden drug that was being brought in. That was where the Texas lawsuit began. I think what's going on here is that the FDA is asking for an opinion from the Attorney General's office as to whether they should be regulating this drug. And the answer is, we don't think you should be.
If the FDA somehow isn't in the business of regulating these drugs, is there a way to confirm whether they're actually effective for how, let's say, corrections officials in a particular state would want to use them given that opportunity?
That is the question as to, who knows, how good they are. The death penalty is full of paradoxes. You have to have clean needles, and they try real hard to keep the inmates alive long enough to get them into the execution chamber to kill them. But we still have this thing called the Eighth Amendment. And what can go wrong? Well, we saw that in 2014 in the Joe Wood execution. I saw it personally. Mm-hmm. 2 hours of a man gasping on a gurney. These are the things that have to be weighed. But now if the FDA, if no one is going to be looking at these drugs, and it's hard to say what's going to happen. We have the administration's opinion here.
So where does it all lie then when it comes to importing of these drugs? Are these drugs typically used for other things, and does that complicate things when a state tries to import it? Are there certain variations you can see that would modify what this is? Can a state somehow argue that it's not actually using it for those purposes because someone else needs it for a different purpose?
The two drugs are very different. Pentobarbital is, I think the brand name is Nembutal, and it is currently used. Sodium thiopental is an old anesthesia. I think in clinical practice, it's pretty much been replaced by propofol, which is the drug that Michael Jackson died abusing. But the thing about sodium thiopental, it's also called sodium pentothal, is that it predates the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938. And so it was sort of grandfathered in that it could be used, and it didn't need to be approved by the FDA. The last company that made it in the U.S. stopped producing it in 2009. It started running out in 2010. To bring it in from outside, now it's called an unbranded, unapproved drug.
Okay.
I think that the attorneys who filed and got that injunction in Washington, D.C., courts on behalf of prisoners were taking advantage of that particular nuance of the law.
That's longtime Arizona journalist Michael Kiefer on how a DOJ opinion on the FDA and execution drugs could affect capital punishment in the country.